Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Bob Wilson from the Perry Chamber. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So as we record this on Thursday, just got done with a ribbon cutting at SAP Fitness. Quite the crowd and a very cool facility.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this morning. I love anytime we can celebrate things like this. You know, a longtime chamber member, SAP Fitness, and then Sean and Sherry are obviously Perry locals. I've always supporting many community events and activities, but to see the new facility and see how happy Sherry was and how proud of the facility and to bring other people in, you know, maybe people that aren't working out right now or maybe haven't gone in there. It was really fun to see their reaction. You know, it's beautiful. There's this room called the Fitness on Demand room or whatever. So there's a huge screen. You can load all these workshops and classes from spin bikes to P90X and everything in between. But it was just cool to see, you know, a lot of people we hear go to Des Moines for certain classes or leave town because such and such isn't provided. But SNAP is really providing a lot of opportunities that are right here in our hometown. So it's a great location. Lots of improvements have been going on to the plaza out there, and we look forward to more. You know, you've seen the new green space, the new Orson's remodel out there, the removal of the Hy-Vee, the old Hy-Vee. So a lot of progress. It's really fun to see a rehab like that. And thanks to SNAP for longtime support and letting us come out and celebrate. She will be running some specials off and on. I think if you check their Facebook page, they have a ton of opportunities. Just ask her. It's crazy, all the great classes and the great equipment and all that fun stuff. So ribbon cuttings are open to the public. This is an opportunity for you, even if you aren't a chamber member, to come out and learn more. Network, meet some people, have a little snack, maybe breakfast or some coffee or something like that. So if you hear us talking about them, you're welcome. You're invited. So come on out and celebrate the next one.
Very cool. Something else the Chamber Board is working on is the fireworks drive is coming up here shortly, and there's a couple different things potentially leading up to that to kind of amp up the efforts.
Yeah, we've been pretty happy with our fundraising for the last few years, but like I've always said, you know, the cost of fireworks goes up every year, and we want to keep the caliber of the show that we're used to. We need to raise more money, so we're setting the bar a little bit higher. One way we're going to do that is kind of let more people know about the fireworks drive day, which, you know, a lot of people participate. I mean, it's crazy to see how many people give, but we need a little bit more. I guess that's the story, but any donation helps. So what we're going to try to do as a chamber, we're going to try to get out to more businesses, thank them for their previous donations, remind them that we will be having a pie auction from 8 to 9 that morning on live on KDLS. And we'll be down on Railroad Street all day long too, you know. And if there's other opportunities for you to donate or want to get involved to help raise funds, let us know. We'll start the morning out bright and early out of the Hy-Vee parking lot again. That was a fun but chilly April morning. But, you know, it's a good day. And like we said, this is for your fireworks. This is your 4th of July celebration. We do it this early so we can try to get some discounts on some of the purchasing process. And, you know, it's a great community. It rallies behind its projects and its events. So stay tuned. We're going to roll some stuff out, but what we want you to do is just have it on your calendar. Be aware that we are going to be doing it, and just get ready and donate.
Very good. Something else coming up is the annual dinner, and I know you're still accepting nominations for the awards, but time's of the essence with that.
Yeah, we got to get those awards made at Bacon's. I was down there talking to Scott just the other day, and he said the sooner the better. So April 11th, put it on your calendar. It will be at Low Post from 5:30 to 6:30. Will be a social hour or a cocktail hour, and then we'll start the program and the dinner at 6:30, catered by Hy-Vee. Jenny and Colleen and Mary do such a great job for us at Low Post, so we're happy to come back there for the second year. It's all about the awards, though. We have some great nominees and nominations in, but we just don't want to miss anybody, you know? So what we're asking for is Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, perhaps Volunteer of the Year, if there's a young professional that you think is going above and beyond. All of these awardees are people that go above and beyond to make Perry a great place, that maybe volunteer their hours or have a great program or their business is just one of those that really spreads the positive story of Perry. And that's what we're trying to do. And why we want to do this is because we want to say thank you. And if I think sometimes we don't slow down enough to really appreciate the people that do all the hard work in our community. So please get us nominations ASAP. Get it on the calendar April 11th. come and join us. It'll be $30. The tickets are available at the Chamber. Great food, great fun, great networking opportunity. But again, we're going to talk a little bit about what the Chamber did last year, what we're going to maybe do in the beginning. We won't talk at you too much. We want this to be a very fun and light evening, but also take the time to say thank you to those businesses and those people that make this the great place it is to live, work, and play.
And as a reminder to people, the Chamber coffees continue. There was one, I guess, this week, but the next one's coming up now, the second Friday of April.
Always the second Friday of the month. And next month we will be at the Perry Public Library, which is always cool because they have so many programs that they do down there. And any way that we can help spread the word for them. And they're such a great resource for the community. And it's always fun to go in and talk to the library staff. They're, you know, they promote so many other things in the community as well. That's what I like. A lot of people will go there to find out something about, you know, how to do this or that and one another. But I've always heard good things about the customer service. So we're going to celebrate them and the second Friday of the month, 8 to 9. These are open to the public. Anybody can come. We take a little moment to introduce everyone and let you kind of brag or share something or network. And I see a lot of value in that. So put it on your calendar right now. Perry Public Library, second Friday of April.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Bob?
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I was invited to the Volunteer Firefighters annual banquet. And I'm so glad that I got the invitation. I appreciate it from Chief Hines. But I'm just always blown away by how awesome our fire department is. It's strictly volunteer. They show up to everything. I had no idea all the other stuff that they are involved in. Obviously, you know, with Burr and the Spooktacular and the Lighted Parade and the 4th of July Parade and the 4th of July activities and all that, directly working with the Chamber. But I just want to say thanks to all those men and the women and that just take the time to get up. And I mean, obviously, they fought a great fire just recently. And in all kinds of weather. That's another thing with that fire. I didn't even think about it. It rained, it snowed, it hailed, it lightninged, it thundered, all in one call. So I don't know. Thanks for all that they do. And just, you know, it's just one of those things that oftentimes in our community, we overlook some people. And the Chamber appreciates all that the fire department does. And we look forward to continuing our relationship. But I had fun. It was a great, great event at the Hotel Pat T with great food and great fun. So thanks to them. And we look forward to working together in the future.
Very good. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.